And I'm scared about what's going to happen if it doesn't. And I'm really worried that food has become such an important need of mine that it's the only way I know how to deal with life. And that's just the way it is. But I'm doing this and I'm trying because my life is hanging in the balance. And if I don't figure this out, I know it's going to be really bad for me. You want to go wait in the car?
Yeah, let me know when you're done.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too. Have a good time.
Yep.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm Lola. Why don't you follow me? We're going to go in and get you situated. Please come in and have a seat anywhere where you're most comfortable.
Okay.
So, Holly, tell me a little bit about your life growing up.
Life growing up was stressful. I was bullied from kindergarten on very severely at school. Home was a little rough, too. And then having it rough at school, I kind of felt stuck and not really having anywhere to go.
So there was really no safe haven for you?
Not really, no.
Okay. And you have a fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
There is some affection, I guess. I shouldn't say totally non-existent, but I usually have to ask for it.
How does that make you feel?
Sometimes it makes me feel like we're more just friends than fiancés. I don't know if it's just a phase we're going through right now or if it's the way it's going to be from now on or what.
And so, Holly, it's going to be really important for you to learn how to speak up and stand up for yourself. You're going to have to assert yourself with the people closest to you if you have the expectation of people treating you the way you deserve to be treated. You have to work on personal accountability. So what does your self-talk look like? Because that's really important. Is it negative?
I'm good at the negative self-talk.
You mastered the negative self-talk.
I have.
Okay.
No, I don't know if I've mastered it.
I'm not happy to hear that.
I don't know if I've mastered it, but I'm good at it. It's easy to go to. It just pops up naturally for me.
It's habitual because it's what you're used to doing. And so now you're at a point in time where you have to reprogram yourself to where everything is in alignment and you're able to push those negative thoughts aside for yourself and speak lovingly and tenderly towards yourself. Because okay. That's the only way to overcome stress eating. And you should start by telling yourself, I am important, I can do it. You have control over this process. Use those lessons from the past to help pave a better future for yourself. Draw strength from overcoming so many things. And all of your life relationships will improve because your relationship with self will have improved.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me your thoughts right now.
I'm excited.
You're excited?
Yeah, I'm excited to put in place some of the suggestions you've made and do this.
Okay. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how I feel right now. It's a lot to process, so I'm still just taking it all in. But I do feel like Lola helped me to start to see some things and helped me with ways I can start to work to try and deal with my cravings. I'm not sure how well they'll work, but at least I have something I can try. But the biggest thing that I'm taking away from this was Lola telling me that I need to stand up for myself and the things that I need. So I know I have a lot to think about. But I know Lola is at least right about there being room for improvement with my choices. and that I have no excuse, so I know I can work harder. And from now on, I intend to.